Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Goddamn, Hercules has been holding for 2 hours and 23 minutes. Hercules. Hercules. All right. Sorry, Herc. I tried you. It is time for us, Galvin. We should not waste any more time.
No.
Because, you know, the longer we wait, the more the action starts. I do need to know, though, and I think I know the answer. I think last year was our most successful year at the Death Pool. We laid out our rules beforehand. We stuck by them. There was not a lot of arguing. You got your money at the end. Everybody's happy, right?
Right.
Right? Carmen, any issues from you?
No, I'm
okay. Okay. If we pick a guy today or girl or whatever and they die, after we pick them, it counts, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, once you pick it, it doesn't matter whether the list is done or not. Once you pick them, they're in. They're on your list.
Gio playing this year.
Yes. If he wants to.
Gio and Pap. Well, Pap doesn't play, does he?
No.
Gio, come in here. And if anybody knows where Spanish is. Do we know where Spanish is? You taking a dump?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally ready to play.
Okay, good.
It is a $200 buy-in, okay. which we just pay at the end, which
right.
is fine.
You don't have to ask your wife?
No.
Saying last
I know I saw it at you know the Christmas party when Galvin was handed a nice little stack of cash.
Yeah,
Christmas $1,000.
Yeah,
guys going to Vegas.
That's perfect. Nice timing. In the holidays.
Yeah. All right, I need to know the list. Spanish, do you know the order in which we pick for the Death Pool?
Yes.
Well, I won, so I go last.
You go last, but you get two picks.
Yeah,
you pick and then we reverse.
First.
And then who?
And then
like we need to know the
Tony.
Order.
And then me, and then Mike, and then Galvin. But because this is Gio's first year, that's where it's going to be.
I made it weird.
Well, no, it's just we don't. Where do we put you in the lineup?
I think Gio should pick
fair.
First.
Okay, I don't know.
Who's supposed to pick first? You?
No, it would be Spanish. But yeah, if Gio's the newbie, then he goes, and then Zero Point McGee over there goes,
right.
And then Tony, Carmen, Mike, me.
But we do have a problem.
No, what's getting a hold of Tony?
We can't get a hold of Tony.
All right, hold on.
Well, he doesn't get his picks.
Let me text him. Hold on. He might be doing work for you. He might be in Chicago.
By the way, just to recap 2018, Spanish with 0 points.
Right.
Tony Burton with 204 points. Carmen with 264 points. Mike beating her by 4 points with 268 points. And me winning last year was 730 points.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You got lucky. I remember when you had the, who did you have that died? You had the 2-in-1 week.
Yeah.
It was a UFC fighter.
I had that Jared Lyle, the golfer. And
oh,
then
that's
I had Matt Capitelli, the football player who turned wrestler, right?
When I remember you just started heading the point. You just went like for a half hour. He's like,
yeah. Well, Jim Neidhart was the one because he got me 411 points.
Good God.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So Gio, with the first pick in the 2019 Mike Calda Show Death Pool.
Galvin, I would like to give him a little piece of advice.
All right.
There are points for first to go.
That's what I'm going for right here.
Okay, I just wanted you to be aware. I didn't want you to pick somebody in their 20s and be like, oh, I didn't know.
Pete Davidson, no. I would like to say Kirk Douglas.
Well,
I mean, yeah. 102.
I mean, that's good because you first to go points.
Yeah.
First to go points.
Right.
But now, you're not going to get any points for his actual death.
But just so you know, so say I get the first to go points, you could drop ad.
Right.
Yeah. So you're good there.
All right. So you're going with Kirk Douglas. Is somebody taking these down?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Spanish is next.
I am going to go with Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
That's a good one. Right?
Yeah,
he's good old one. And in prison.
Right?
That's rough.
Just give up, Bill.
It's a rough time. Yeah.
just give
just
it
let
up,
go.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't wake up one morning.
Just stop living for me.
Oh.
And then we go to Tony, who have we been able to get a hold of?
I'm texting with him right now. I asked him to send me one ASAP, and I got three dots. So you want to wait a second?
All right. He's might have somebody.
I hate watching the three dots. They just jiggle back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And then they disappear, and you go, what the hell? How?
Hold on. Kirk Douglas and who else?
And Bill Cosby. Yeah, because he's asking me the same question. So I'll just let you handle it.
You really mean, I'm on the goddamn air trying to do this, and I'm giving him the tutorial. If he doesn't come up with a pick right now, we're skipping over him.
Mm.
He's got three dots. He's three dots right now.
Three dots.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the third pick.
Maybe.
Whatever. All right, so who goes now?
Then it would be Carmen.
And it's me.
Okay.
hold on. Okay, so for my first pick, I'm going to go. I'm not going first to go points. I like to just skip over that. I'll go Artie Lang.
It still could be first to go.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So many possibilities.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's happening.
He's going to live forever.
I'm not hearing good news about that.
Man, that nose is something else.
It's scary.
Man, Carmen, you ruined my whole strategy.
I had him last year. I'm pretty sure I had him the year before.
Yeah, but I think this is the year.
I've been picking him just because it's getting worse.
I love Artie, but it's bad right now.
All right, and then next up is Mike.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with my second pick. Could be good first to go and not that old. I'm going to go RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
For my first pick of the 2019 Death Pool Draft. Now over to you, Galvin.
Yes. I am going to go, and I'm going to try for first to go on this because he has been sick and then sick again and some other stuff. Come on down, Bob Barker.
Yeah.
I went back and forth, either Barker or Kirk Douglas for the first to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he falls, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
They all die from the fall.
Bob Barker looking very rough. And then I go again. So I'm going to go another first to go. I'm going to try with Prince Philip, who is, I believe, 96 years old.
Yeah. All right. So is it back to me now?
Yeah.
Now it is back to you, Mike.
So many. Ben, you really hurt me with the
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang.
Took the wind out of your sails, huh?
I'm going to go with one that's not a first to go or could be a first to go. This would be some good points. I'm going to go with Daniel Hernandez.
Daniel Hernandez.
Better known as 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
The colorful haired rapper.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, now it goes over to Carmen.
Me, yeah. Hold on, I had one of those too. You just reminded me. I just got to open my notes. My apologies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He fell asleep during one of his
Mike.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I slept the entire last commercial break, and I was snoring and everything, and I feel wonderful.
Oh no, this is a good one because he's in and out of rehab, and he says he's scared for himself. Rapper Little Zane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's with a Z or an X?
X.
Lil Zahn.
Zane. For Xanax. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, get it.
Mm-hmm. Lil Zanny.
All right. Back over to Tony Burton, who is not there.
Tony Burton has a pick.
He has his first pick.
Yep.
Tell him he needs to make his second pick, too.
Tony Burton, with his first pick of the 2019 draft, takes former talk show host and marijuana advocate Montel Williams.
Oh, yeah. He's got some lung problems. Yep. I know that he had that. I believe I had him. Yeah,
you,
I did. I had him last year. I took him as an emergency pick. All right, and then does Tony want to go again right now?
No, we'll come back to him.
All right, coming back to him. So then it's over to Spanish.
My next pick, I'm going R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is a good one, Spanish. What? I thought about that. Excuse me. Because if this all comes barreling down on him.
Yep.
And then but he's crazy.
Yeah, he is.
He could. I believe I could fly crazy. Right off. Right
he thinks
off.
You're crazy. He thinks that he's right, and everybody else is wrong.
I think he goes, I believe I can fly off a skyscraper.
Right. Yeah.
And just
oh, fingers crossed, Galvin.
That's not a bad pick. And then back over to the to Gio for his second pick.
Rectal cancer is a very tough thing to overcome.
Sure, yeah.
Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong is how old?
74, I think.
I think he's older than that.
Maybe.
Let me find out.
And I was going to say, I got a second pick from Tony Burton.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Tommy Chong is 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he looks fantastic. He looks fantastic. You look like you look at an 80-year-old alcoholic and see what they look like. And look at this 80-year-old pothead. It looks like he's preserved.
Yeah, but the cancer's in his rectum.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying he looks good.
Yeah.
He's not going to die.
Damn near killed him.
All right, Carmen, who do you have for the second pick for Tony?
Well, he has to pick again because he wanted Artie Lang
himself.
But
wow, he's going. If he's picking,
he's got inside info.
Yeah.
It's insider trading.
Yeah. So his second pick is Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair lives forever.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Although, did you watch Hogan last night?
Yeah,
Hogan might be a good pick.
The crowd really didn't put him over at all.
No.
It was very lackluster.
Yeah, it was odd, and that was Orlando too.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like if he showed up somewhere where they didn't know him. I mean, he's got that surf shop there and all that. They were like, yeah. No, it just the next generation doesn't care.
No.
All right, where are we at now? You want to do another one? We're on a roll.
No.
We can if we want to.
We're on a roll.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Then we would go back to Gio again.
All right, Gio.
Oh. I'm going to take, even though he's in rehab now, Bam Margera.
Damn it.
Mm.
He's been crazy on the Instagram. Have you seen that?
There's some weird stuff he posts. He's in rehab, out of rehab.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot of problems, a lot of issues. It'd be a bummer, but I think Bam Margera.
He's been swearing that he's sober, but he's putting out real weird stuff on Instagram.
I know Steve-O alluded to some things that he heard some weird stuff, and I think Bam's probably in his late 30s, probably my age, maybe 40.
Yeah, that could be some points. Yeah. All right, back over to
Spanish.
I'm going to go with one Larry King.
Okay.
Larry King's how old? 90? 89? 90?
He's 1,001.
Larry King is actually 85 years old.
Yeah. Right. First to go, Larry.
85 years old.
Drop dead on that golden microphone.
All right. And then we go back over to Tony.
Yep.
And if he's available.
He wants Valerie Harper.
Valerie Harper. All right.
In and out of the brain cancer?
Yeah, I had her for a while, I remember, and then it all cleared up, it seemed like. Okay, Carmen, back over to you then.
Back over to me. It's another young rapper, Famous Dex. He was doing a...
What's his name?
His name is Famous Dex. He's a rapper.
D-E-X?
D-E-X, yes.
The Famous Dex?
Famous Dex. He's a rapper. He's known. He's on TMZ quite a bit. They reported he was on Periscope and he fell asleep with a joint or like a blunt in his hand and like burned himself.
I say he's not. If he's still using Periscope, he's not
famous.
But he's on TMZ. Like they reported about him. Like his death.
Yeah, I get it. He is famous.
His death will be in the news.
Dexter Gore Jr., better known as Famous Dex, is an American rapper. He's best known for his song Pick It Up and Japan, which peaked at 54 and 28, respectively. He is 25 years old. All right. Now, does it go to me?
Well, is that okay?
Yeah. He's,
okay.
I mean, we don't know him, but he's famous.
Famous is in his name.
A lot of face tattoos.
All right. Yeah, then it's over to Mike.
I'm still going first to go points. I'm between two. I will take Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. All right.
Dare you.
Then it goes over to me, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go with a pick off of actually Carmen had him last year, going with the In Jail, It's Not Very Nice in There, Larry Nassar, who was the Olympic doctor who touched and.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
In jail for a long time.
Right. And then I get another pick.
Well, are we going through again, or do you want to start tomorrow?
Regardless, I get another pick.
Yeah.
So if we want to stop it after, but I still get two. I am going to go with Dick Cheney.
It's a good pick.
Dick Cheney has a heart that he got about 8 years ago, which they said, I just watched the movie the other day, said should give him maybe another 10 years. So... could be right in that area.
Yeah.
Could be right in that area.
Okay, but
TikTok.
I'm just saying this leaves Galvin at 4 and the rest of us at 3.
Right. So whenever we start next, it'll start with Mike.
Okay.
And then...
Do you know that John McCain's mother is alive?
Really?
Roberta Wright McCain, the widow of Admiral John S. McCain and mother of Republican Arizona Senator, is 106 years old.
Wow.
I don't think she's famous. I don't think she makes the list. Because I didn't even nobody even knew who she was till 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
But man, she's 106 years old.
Yeah.
Is Zsa Zsa finally dead?
Yes, okay. Zsa Zsa died.
Okay. Want to make sure.
Just her head somewhere in a glass jar.
So what do we pick? How many do we have each?
I pick four. You guys all have three.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good start. Good start?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gio, you happy to be in?
Yes.
Zsa Zsa died in 2016.
John kept her alive.
Yeah, he did for quite some time.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Mike Calp, the show. Good morning. Hello. Mike Calp, the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry about that. I know that you guys probably don't take ideas, but I think somebody should take either Ronnie Negro or Jen Hartley. Ronnie.
This is Ronnie Negro, you say? What was the name?
No, Magro, M-A-G-R-O. Because they're from the Jersey Shore, and the two of them have been a hot mess.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie is the real Super Guido, right? The muscle head.
He's the juice head gorilla.
That's right. Damn right, yep. Calvin.
Yeah, I think one of them is going to die this year because she's dragged him from a car and she threw an ashtray at his head the other night.
No.
So I think one of them is going to go.
See, I disagree. I think that their relationship is so public that the people that make money off of Ronnie and her being fighting all the time won't allow either of them to die.
And they just had a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's another, yeah.
I think they're but just having a baby doesn't mean anything. Look at Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez and his girlfriend just had a baby, and he killed a bunch of people, and now he's dead.
Years.
That story ended well.
She's pretty hot, this girl, Jen Hartley.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to start watching this. Is this still on?
It's hilarious.
I and love Jersey Shore.
You know what the best part is the situation is now the voice of reason.
I hate that show.
Great.
If I came in here and you were like, hey, that situation died, and you know he died?
His stomach
exploded, and that would be like, good. Hey, which one of those guys would you bang first?
Oh, Polly D.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, well, I'm not asking Spanish.
Oh, well, I'm originally from Johnston, Rhode Island, so I guess I'd have to go with Polly D.
Polly seems like him and the other kid from Staten Island are the normal ones.
How does where you're from make you pick one?
Because he's from
there. Of course, yeah.
You know? Who cares? So I can only bang people from Illinois? I didn't know that was the rule.
All right. Thank you for the heads up, Pumpkin. Mike Calp, the show, good morning.
You got to go with Don Shula.
Don Shula is 72 years old?
Well, he won the 72. He coached the 72 Dolphins.
I know who he is. I'm That's just right, saying, Dolphins. How old is he?
Don Shula is 89 years old.
Oh, see, that's even better. Wow. All right. Well, look, I welcome your suggestions, but we're going to do the research and we're going to pick more tomorrow.
Yes.
Mike Calp, the show, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
Thank you. What's happening?
I have an idea for some points for the death poll.
Okay.
If someone dies while the list is still being picked, while you're all still picking, maybe an extra like 10, 20 points.
Or you get an extra person. You know what I mean? Like you get 10, one of your guys died, you still get to have 10. Mm. You still keep picking until your list is full.
Exactly.
Oh, sadly, though, I think Artie's going to be the first to go. Mm. All right, thank you. I just heard some disturbing stuff yesterday.
Now, you get extra points based on how it happens, right?
Like how it happens.
Suicide?
Former guest of the show.
Suicide, drugs, been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Only 49, 50, however old he is. I mean.
Oh, that was top pick then.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one. If anybody else is a mess out there, please let me know immediately.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, why does Galvin get 4 picks and everybody else only gets 3.
He hey, Jeff, don't worry about it.
Over everybody else.
Yeah, because I was the winner.
No, but the thing is we have the advantage because he's already picked, and he doesn't pick next in the next round. So if somebody
one of his 4 die in the next day, that he had an advantage where you guys only had the opportunity to have 3.
Yeah, I think we're I think we're fine with that.
Don't worry about it, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. I get it, but I don't think that's going
to
be the way.
Yeah, don't point stuff out that people don't need to know.
Tom, good morning.
Yes, what about Clint Eastwood?
Well, yeah, Clint, yeah. All these obvious ones, like the real old ones. I'm looking for somebody.
Hey,
like,
what about an old celebrity?
One of my options, maybe I shouldn't say his name.
You should say it.
No, because...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not. See, jerk, you talked me out of it because I almost went for it. All right, I'm going to stop taking phone calls.
We got it. Old people, people that do drugs, people that are in, you know, like spaceships.
Sick people?
Go really fast in cars.
What?
Yeah, somebody who has cancer?
Oh,
okay. Hey, what about super healthy people that are young? Should we pick them?
No, we don't
pick them. Okay.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
You know what? You people should not call in anymore. You should email me all your choices.
No, but seriously, if you have a good pick, just DM me.
Yeah.
All right. So who picks up next? Tony?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you get four? I'm just kidding. All right. We will continue that tomorrow, and we'll hopefully get these done by the end of the week. We do have some stuff to give away. Can we play a little game next?
Absolutely.
I know what you guys want to play.
Do, 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 do.
That is next.